What's up? This Bacon is my podcast. I'm Jimmy.
I am Mike.
And we are proud to be part of the Deluxe Edition Network. That is right, The Den.
That's right. Hashtag The Den. We are part of an awesome network with a number of fantastic podcasts, such as History I'd Like to Fuck, mm-hmm. or Hilf Podcast, Barrel Age Chicks, Barrel Age Flicks,
yeah.
Spoil My Movie, Deluxe Edition Podcast. Man, I could go on forever.
You could, but we won't, so you can go
Beard
watch.
Laws.
Go listen, go watch, check them all out now.
In
Deluxe
a pickle.
Deluxe Edition Network.
Right now, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Follow it on social medias, Deluxe Edition Network.
What's your bacon? What's up, buddy?
Ew. I know it's cold.
Indeed.
So you want to get the sweaters going.
No. I reject that. And I'll tell you why.
Why would you do that?
Well, you don't put gloves on furry hands, do you?
Well, no.
No, you don't. So you know what? I like to keep my beanbag clean like my palms.
Yes.
That's right.
The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is out now. It's got the skin safe technology you're
yes,
used
it
to.
Does.
It's got the LED light like you're used to.
It's
but this one, it's got the foil blade.
Oh my God, the foil blade. It's nice for the crevasse.
Exactly. So it, you know, hooks up your nether regions.
Goes right up the Mississippi on the one side and the Rio Grande on the other side.
Exactly. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code BACONPOD for 20% off, plus free shipping.
Yeah, indeed.
And it's not even just for this, right?
No, it's for anything on there.
Exactly, especially...
Our favorite,
the crop mops, the ball and butt wipes. If you see us, we always give them out.
We'll hand them to you.
Exactly.
They'll
but
be in the package, it's okay.
If you don't see us, manscaped.com, promo code BACONPOD, 20% off of those bad boys.
Free shipping.
Mm-hmm. And always remember to ask yourself...
What's your bacon?
So here we are in the virtual Bimp Lounge.
Yeah, we are in...
Yeah, the Bimp Lounge is wherever we are.
Yeah.
Wherever we're lounging.
Exactly. So today we're in Iowa. We're in Coralville, Iowa, which is a beautiful city. It's right in the middle, right smack dab in the middle of University of Iowa,
mm-hmm.
where we will be doing a conference. You know?
Yeah. Bright and early tomorrow.
Yeah. And then we're going to be leaving on Sunday.
Bright and early.
Bright and early.
Dark and early.
Yeah.
It won't be bright yet.
No. It'll still be. Some people will be stumbling home. We'll be.
Yes. 6 a.m. flight, which means, and it's 25 minutes to the airport, and we got to be at the airport earlier. Yeah, it's going to be.
It's going to be a thing.
So you let us know. Do we go to bed early, or do we just stay up all night?
I mean, I know what the fun thing would be, but I also know that there's not a chance in hell that I will stay up all night. So
I also know that.
Yeah.
I also know that.
So so this is a weird one because we are doing discussion drinks from here I gotta reach all the way over. So
that's true.
When we're ready to hit the intro, I'm gonna
reach now.
So don't surprise me with it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Now.
Oh, damn it. Bacon! Bacon is my podcast! Bacon! Bacon is my podcast! Buddy, everybody, everywhere. I gotta change it. I gotta move all the way.
Welcome.
I'm usually like discreet incognito.
Yes, yes. If
I
you're
can't be like that.
If you're seeing us, if you're watching us right now, then you see that we are in a different venue,
domicile,
than
if
we
you will.
Normally are in. We are in sunny Iowa.
Yeah.
We're here for a conference, but we still wanted to bring you some action from the Bimp Lounge. So we brought the Bimp Lounge with us.
It looks pretty good.
It does, actually.
Not bad for, you know, just finding out.
Right.
Right.
Just figuring it out.
Finding and downloading a font.
Yeah. So today we will actually be trying out something new. Crown Royal apparently has a Washington apple beverage.
Mm. Yes. Here we go. Closer to you, as you could see.
Yeah.
We got some of our patrons in the room. We got our buddy Donna coming in to say hi. We know everybody's busy. It's like a weird time for them and everything. So thank you, Donna, for even popping in to say hello. That's awesome. Thank you for being here. And let's see, Crown Royal, Washington Apple.
Don't shake it.
Don't shake it. Good thing I did not do that. Colored with vegetable juice. So, yeah. So that means there's vegetable juice in it.
Which means we got our veggies today.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, it's Canadian whiskey, apples, cranberry.
Are you a fan of Crown Royal?
Nope.
No?
No, it's okay. I mean, I'm not like a... I'm not like a gotta have it kind of thing, but, you know.
I've been known to dip into royalty every now and then.
I think I had it in at the Barclays Center when it first opened.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have Jameson.
Yeah, if they don't have Jameson, then Crown is a... Sometimes I'll go there.
But I really like apple.
Dip my wick in a Crown.
It smells a little bit... like a cider.
Yeah, it does.
But I also really like cranberry.
I smell the cranberry more than anything.
Yeah, I smell the cranberry, so, but it smells like a cider with cranberry.
So it's probably the... I'm guessing it's the Crown Royal Apple Flavor Whiskey.
Okay.
Right?
In cranberry.
Like a cranberry soda type thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess. Right. Which honestly, if I was at a bar and they were like, would you like Crown Royal Apple and some cranberry juice? I'd be like, that sounds actually...
I think so.
Pretty good.
I'd like to have that.
Let's try it. It's sweet. It's tart.
It's sweet. It's tart, but it's not...
It's like, good.
It's not as sweet as some of the things that we've had.
No, I bet the lemonade is going to be much sweeter.
Much more.
We got a lemonade as well to try in our full-on Big as my podcast show that we'll be shooting from here as well.
Yes.
We'll be
trying shortly after this.
But yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. So Bacon is my podcast. We're on the road this week. We were on the road last week. We'll be back at home next week.
Yeah, this is 3 weeks of not shooting episodes like normal.
Yeah.
It was like a week off, a week of like a weird discussions, mm-hmm. like remote. And then, not weird, but remote.
Right.
And then this week we're here. So at least we're back together.
Right.
Like in the same room.
That's nice.
That's been great.
That's been good.
I've enjoyed
Very
that.
Good.
For sure. We had some killer tacos today.
We did. We did have, quesadilla?
Quesadilla, yeah.
And then we had some tacos carnitas.
Yeah.
And they were all delicious. Big shout out to Blue Agave.
Blue Agave.
Great taco place that's right here in Coralville, Iowa.
Literally right there. Like
I'm pointing there because I could see it.
It's a dangerous spot because I could see myself like running over there for some tacos.
Yeah.
Like during the day and just being like, what are we doing for lunch? I'm going to run over to get some tacos.
Yeah.
You know, like I could see that being a thing.
For sure. For sure. But yeah, it's great. And it's a fun little town too. I like towns like this. You know, you were mentioning the whole, you know, college town kind of thing. But this, I feel like this complex, this whole area was really just built recently. Like some of the shops, they were saying, oh, we just opened.
Yeah, everything looks really new.
Everything, you know, we went to a nice little place. Oh, man.
The Spice Place?
All Spice.
All Spice
Confectionery.
Yes. All Spice Confectionery.
Yeah, All Spice is on. Anyway, they have, Jimmy's looking it up.
I'm going to look it up to get their
name. We had a great time there this morning when we just went for coffee. We went for coffee. There's a nice little coffee spot here.
Not confectionery, culinary.
Culinary.
Yeah. Allspice is baking.
Baking,
yeah.
Right. Which Allspice, they do have baked goods.
AllspiceOnline.com. You can go check it out. We went in there and we just tried a few things and we're totally going to be making an order from there because, oh my God, maple bourbon balsamic vinegar.
Yes.
Is a thing that I need in my home.
Yeah. And they had some really great Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, that was some of the best I've ever tried.
It was great.
Life.
It was fantastic. I really loved it. And I'm a big Worcestershire sauce fan. Use a lot of it in my cooking.
Mm-hmm. Lots of rubs and seasonings.
Yeah.
You know, but the lady was really awesome that was there. She super like nice. Let us try a bunch of things. But it was very, very good. Highly recommended.
Yes.
We're going to be making an order, and we'll probably do an unboxing on the show as well. But yeah, Allspice Culinarium. I love the word culinarium too.
Oh, for sure.
Welcome to the culinarium.
Well, so something that I always love when you go to towns and stuff, I love going to the places with the balsamic vinegar and the different olive oils, stuff yeah. like that. Dude, we could have spent all day there.
Yeah.
Just trying different things, and different combinations, and even the spices. The spices, they were like, oh, you want to try it? Like, we'll give you a little bit. And just, there yeah. was a bacon salt that wasn't
Oh, the salty. Bacon salt was really good, too. Yeah.
It was very good.
That olive oil she gave us, too. What was
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. It was a bacon olive oil.
The bacon olive oil, yeah.
And it was smoky.
Once we told her, you know.
Yeah.
Well, once we let her in on the whole.
On the gag.
The whole thing. We tried every bacon thing there. Donna, our friend, is heading for tacos right now.
Excellent.
So she's only popping in to say hi on her way to get tacos.
Excellent.
Enjoy. I think Tuesday's not just for tacos, my friends. I think tacos are an all-week thing.
Yeah, I think.
I could eat them every day.
Yeah. Well, there's so many different types.
Yes.
I love tacos.
I never get bored.
Right. You can do different meats, mm-hmm. different veggies. You don't even have to have meats. Something that we did have in, what was it? San Diego.
Yes.
Was the vegan chorizo at the little pharmaceutical tour that
yeah,
we went
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was really good.
That was really good. It was chorizo cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
And I love chorizo. So like the taste and the flavors and yeah, the spices from it. And I love that.
That was really good.
That was really good. That was probably my favorite thing that they had there.
That was really, really good.
Yeah, you don't have to be vegan to eat that stuff.
Nope.
You don't.
You don't have to be vegan to eat anything that's not meat.
Right.
As long as it tastes good.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That's all.
Embrace it.
That's all.
Embrace it. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Try it all. Eat everything. Just say yes.
Yeah.
You know you want to.
The other reason why this town is cool is we did not expect this. So last time we were in Iowa, it was not like this.
No.
And the hotel was not this nice.
No. We were in a more rural area.
Yeah. You know? And it was
which isn't bad either, but we were in the part of the rural area where the hotels are.
Mm-hmm.
Which means there's like a hotel and nothing around it.
Yeah, there was like that happens. One place that was open next door.
Yeah.
And a Papa John's.
Yeah. Yes.
And that was really it. And
which, hey, we
ate it.
Support your local town. Support your local Papa John's.
Exactly.
We did it. I was telling you before, like, I love college towns because of that. Like, from, I mean, just from growing up in a college town, like growing up right near Purdue University, it was like just watching all these different kind of, the bigger the college gets, the bigger they build the area around it and the more cool stuff that they put in everywhere, you know, because they're like, oh, we want the students to be around the area. We need places sure. for them to work. We need places for them to hang out. So entertainment places, bars, restaurants, people want to try all different kinds. Any fad that happens anywhere, that kind of thing opens up there.
Right.
You know? Right. And I love that because when you're especially like a Big Ten college or something that's like gonna have a larger amount of students.
Sure.
They just they outfit the town, man.
Yeah.
And they really do it up. And it's always fun. It's always fun. I loved it when we were on tour going through college towns. Anytime we got to play that was anywhere near a campus, it was like awesome.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
But this, like, so again, when we came last time, we did go to the college campus.
Mm-hmm.
But
we ended up there to hang out, and that was the most fun place.
Right. But that felt like a college campus town, right?
Yes.
This doesn't feel like a college campus town.
It kind of does to me.
It feels a little bit, but it's not as...
I'm just saying because this reminds me of, like, Purdue.
Right.
It really reminds me of the area.
You know what I have to do while we're doing this?
Yeah.
I feel like the names are wrong.
Oh, are we on the wrong sides? I didn't even notice. We're just switching our
there we go.
Our lineup here.
Yes. Sorry. But yeah.
Yeah, we're reversed.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah.
But we're not.
But we're not, but the camera is reversed. It's reversing us.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But yes, I do digress.
Yes.
but it doesn't feel like as bustling as
sure.
Like your normal. And I don't know if that has to do with maybe they're on a break or something. This is also the medical.
Well, we're not on side. Campus, you know.
There's
it's over there somewhere. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Okay.
But you could be right. It could be. I don't know if there's a break happening right now, but.
But there's also, you know, because it's on the medical side,
right?
So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know, but it's awesome. It's really cool. I was looking for things that we could go and get to eat today and, you know, possibly tomorrow evening. And there wasn't a lot that was listed on Google. And
there's a cookie place that looks pretty great.
And when we got here, when we were driving in, we were in very, very late. It was like 1:30 in the morning, 1:30, 2 o'clock. And we come driving in. And I said, "Oh, this is a nice little town. I hope we're not too far from it." And right. We're like at the end of it,
and then they
is our hotel.
Yeah.
So to me, I said, "Oh, this is great. We don't even have to Uber. We can just go. We can take a nice walk." So there weren't a lot of these restaurants even listed for going to. So I'm excited.
There's a classic car museum.
Yeah, yeah. There's a classic car museum. Indoor golf.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Well, no driving range. That happens at campuses a lot. Driving ranges.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. I saw a place on the way here though. There was like a Pinot or something like that.
Right. Okay.
Where you, almost like a Topgolf,
right?
Kind of deal. But yeah. After we do these shows, we're gonna go to a place called 30 Hop,
mm-hmm.
and have a couple of beverages. There's literally a brewery. When you walk out, right next to the hotel.
Is 30 Hop a brewery also?
No, I think it's just
a restaurant, bar. I wasn't sure. I was like, that's two breweries really close together.
No, they bring in and they have a ton of taps.
That looks crazy.
Let me just shout out
that's how close everything is. He wants to shout something out, so he just goes to the
window. Back Pocket Brewery.
Back Pocket. Okay.
They were great. Very good root beer. But you had butter beer.
I did.
You had a boozy butter beer.
Had a boozy butter beer. Which was pretty great.
Yeah. So
I enjoyed.
Yeah.
So we're just mixing all kinds of booze today. Tequila, beer.
Oh yeah.
Rum, whiskey, drinks. It's gonna be one of those.
Hydrate, people.
Hydrate.
Just hydrate.
Everybody hydrate.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm excited to I wish that it was easier to get here.
Yeah.
You know, I wish we could have not had a 12-hour trek to get
right.
here.
Right.
And then have another 12
come
hour
to
trek
Iowa to by way of Atlanta.
Right. And then have a 12-hour trek back home.
Mm-hmm.
But, here it is, you know.
Make the best of it, man.
Make the best of it. We have tonight.
Hey, I watched our last Discussions and Drinks. I didn't watch the whole thing because I don't like watching myself.
I hate watching myself.
But I did have to fast forward to the end so that I could see how you felt about the order.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I'm glad that it was a good order. It seemed like a good thing.
Yeah, you know.
It was pork and mahi?
It was mahi.
Right.
It was battered.
Okay.
And then they put pork on top of it. And then all the taco accoutrement. And they were like burritos.
It did look huge.
I could not eat. I couldn't eat all of them.
Yeah.
And then I had gotten chips as well. Couldn't eat. But I mean, I was like, okay, I'll have to save them. I ended up saving them.
Nice.
Which was, which was nice. Nice to have that sitting there. Had a microwave in the.
That's clutch.
So yeah.
Yeah. Any hotel with a microwave is pretty sick. I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. The fridge is a must.
Yeah.
When you have the microwave, that's clutch. That's one less Uber Eats or or ordered, exorbitantly ordered food.
Hey. It's me. I'm the problem, it's me.
I don't think you're the problem. You know what the problem is? Nobody knows where to find us online. That's the problem.
Well, I think there's...
Sometimes I go to YouTube. Sometimes I want to go to Spotify. Sometimes... How do I know where I can find everything bacon?
You know what there is? There's one place that has everything, all-encompassing. It's baconismypodcast.com.
A solution!
Exactly! You ever want to listen to our music?
Yeah.
Or know where to find us on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or on Apple Music?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Yes.
Maybe grab some shirts.
Check find out a some sponsor.
Find some sweet deals on some sodas from drinkwildbills.com, or maybe some beard product from Mythical Beards.
Maybe you want to pick up a Poddex.
Use the promo code BACON on all of those websites and get 10% off. But if you can't remember that, just go to baconismypodcast.com, hit sponsors. You're right there. Yeah. Tells you everything.
Find everything about us. Leave us a comment. Ask us a question. And always remember to ask yourselves every single day.
What's your bacon?
What's your bacon? I'm getting pretty excited because it's almost time to grill.
It's always time to grill. You know why?
I know.
Because I use grillyourassoff.com. All their stuff is fucking fantastic.
Well, I will say you don't even have to grill outside, even though you do all year round. I don't all year round, but I use all their stuff inside as well.
Yes, exactly.
So I still get the flavors.
Exactly. Everything from their seasoning to their sauces to their hot sauces. And you know what? They also provide delicious snacks.
They do. We actually tried some on the show. We got some cowboy-style beef jerky right here. Their jerky is really, really good.
It's really flavorful, really delicious. And you can have your own. If you go to grillyourassoff.com,
indeed.
If you go to grillyourassoff.com, use the promo code BACON, and you get 10% off your entire order.
Nice.
And not only will you be helping us out, but you'll be helping out veterans and first responders.
Yeah.
Because this company is veteran-owned, and it's super badass, and we love these guys. Almost a day one sponsor with this show.
That's true.
And we are going to support them forever. Super
cool
guys.
Check out their site. Check it out. Taste the freedom. If you don't know what you want to get, go ahead and use their product finder quiz.
Yes.
Set yourself up. Figure something out right now over at grillyourassoff.com.
And always remember to ask yourself,
what's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Or what's on your bacon?
Bunker bacon bourbon barbecue sauce. Yeah. That's what's up.
Before I got the report of people peeing in the coffee makers, I like if we were on the road or something like that, I'd throw like a couple of, I'd have tea bags or I'd have like some oatmeal or things like that. So you could like quickly boil some water and just kind of make yourself something. And yeah.
The coffee machine, they really ruin that.
Yeah, that does, that is a big letdown. Thanks, Annie. But you know what? It's an important safety tip.
It is.
We travel a lot, so it's an important safety tip.
That's very true.
No need to have any PP in your...
Now, it's like, it's one of those things, though, where you're like, if I had never known, would it have never mattered? I've never gotten sick. Never did anything.
Never we're tasted anything.
We're heating things to a boiling level. I never tasted pee.
Let's
Well, no. I'm not saying...
It's not a boiling level.
I'm not saying that that's, like... I could just do that at home. I'm saying, like, we're definitely like, would it have mattered? Like, the knowledge of it makes it like, oh, well, I certainly can't do that.
Well, think of it this way, and this is this goes for kids, but for a long time, like even for me, with certain foods, if you know something's in there,
right,
you're grossed out by it. You can't eat it.
Yep.
But if you don't know it's there.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know, it's there. Deal with it.
Oh, boy. We lost our
backdrop.
That's just turned into some. Now we have flowers behind us.
Flowers. Way to go, Jimmy.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's your laptop settings.
It's plugged in. doesn't turn off at home.
But it's turned off here.
I know. I don't understand.
I'll have to look at it. I'll have to look back at it. But yeah, I used to love green bean casserole, right? I believe my aunt made it. And she used cream and mushroom soup. And you guys all know how I feel about mushrooms.
Yes.
Hard pass.
Yep.
Gross. But I didn't know any better. And it was there. And then all of a sudden, one year, saw a little mushroom. It tipped me off. And I was like, well, what? And
then you couldn't eat it anymore, could you?
I did.
Yeah.
But I tried picking out the mushroom pieces.
Right.
The little tiny.
It was
mushroom.
Different now.
Yeah, it was. It was different. Was forever now. Tainted.
Yeah.
Forever tainted.
I gotcha.
For me. But hey, listen. You know what you don't know doesn't kill you.
That's true. I'm not a fan of mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
There have been several times when I lived in the city where I was like drunk coming home and went to an all night deli and got like a sandwich and ate half of it without a care in the world. And then the next day, sober, was like, oh, I'm going to go finish that sandwich, and realized there was mayonnaise on it. And then couldn't eat it at that point. Which I'm like, I ate half of this. Why? Why can't I do this now? And I take a bite. And I'm like, I don't like it.
That's. Now, it's strange that, they would just add mayo to it.
Yeah.
It, like, hamburgers are one thing.
Right.
Like, where you go to McDonald's, Wendy's, whatever.
Sure.
And they're going to have their stuff on it. Now, that's you don't like mayonnaise. But we always talk about spicy chicken sandwich. You ask for no mayo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I would ask for that even if I liked mayonnaise, because I think anything that goes on the spicy chicken sandwich taints the spicy chicken sandwich.
Okay.
I don't want the lettuce on it. I don't want anything that's going to, I want that spicy chicken.
Yeah. The only thing that I don't like about sometimes the spicy chicken sandwich is sometimes they get you the top of the tomato.
Right. Where
it's got that like really hard piece, sometimes white, definitely not red. And it's that really hard piece, and you're like, come on.
I don't like fast food tomatoes.
If it's the middle, okay.
It's warm, and it's wet, and it's soft.
Yeah,
if I'm gonna eat a tomato, I'll cut the tomato and put salt on it.
Yeah. That's I think we discussed
cold.
I think we discussed this, but when you order a sandwich, if you guys don't know, if you're asking for tomato, tell them to salt and pepper the tomato itself.
Yes.
Don't say this sandwich with salt and pepper. No, because they're going to put the salt and pepper on the lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Which does
nothing.
Nothing.
It's lost. It's basically lettuce is water.
Yeah.
It's getting washed off. It has to be on the tomato. And it makes that tomato, mwah, chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's warm and mushy.
See, I didn't know that. Like we don't usually get fast food together.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, I'll get a lot. I'm weird, man. For as like I used to be super picky, and the less picky I got, the more I still order some things the way I would when I was picky, just because of like flavor preference.
Right.
At that point.
Sure.
Where it's like I don't want a pickle on my sandwich because then all I taste is pickle. I don't want mushy tomatoes on my sandwich because it's gross. You know, I end up being, if I have the option to like do that, then I will do that. I'm not like douchey restaurant, but
yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I always try and be the guy that's just like, just give me like, I want to order what's here.
Yeah.
If I want like, hey man, can you put some barbecue sauce on the side for me or something? Can you give me some hot sauce?
Yeah.
That's another.
Like, I try and look for a thing on the menu that I don't have to change at all. Or I don't want to change at all.
I feel like especially nowadays. Well, first off, especially fast food places.
Right.
I mean, the likelihood of you getting your order the way you ask for it when you do a special order, sure. Even though I know very that hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't accept, don't upset us.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yes, it does.
That's a lie.
You guys all roll your eyes when somebody says, but can you? God damn it.
Right.
God damn it. So don't give me that crap.
Which, let's be real, I'm buying the food and I'm going to eat it.
Right.
So if I'm like, yeah, I don't want a pickle on this, shouldn't hurt you to not put one on unless you're mad because you couldn't grab a pre-made one that's been sitting in the warmer for hours.
Right.
To give me something that's old.
Sure.
And in that case, I don't care if you roll your eyes.
Yeah.
Roll them all the way into the back of your head. Give me your Undertaker best. And bring me my pickle-less sandwich.
I just, I'm not looking to not stand up for myself, but I'm also not looking to disappoint myself either.
Yeah.
And when you're at certain places, you and I had a discussion earlier about expectations of people and knowing that things aren't necessarily going to change. Well, if you're going to go to a fast food establishment,
right,
the likelihood of them getting your special order correct, so when you get home you're not disappointed in your food, is very, very small.
It is small.
It's very small.
Pick the thing you don't have to change.
Right. Right.
Or pick this. I don't mind picking the stuff off myself either. It's just the things.
Right.
Like a pickle.
Pickle. Well, pickle juice is still there. That's
it's everywhere.
If it's not your thing, that's
I've get it. I've ordered like a wrap from a deli, and they put the pickle next to it.
Oh,
the whole wrap tastes.
What is
like
that
pickle.
All about? By the way, what is like? I'm pro pickle.
Yeah.
But
I don't mind a gherkin on its own.
Right. Well, don't wrap it in my wrap.
Uh-huh.
Because you're making my wrap soggy.
Yeah.
Now the outside of my wrap is falling apart.
Yep. And only tastes like pickle.
And it does taste like pickle. That one side.
Yeah. And I don't want a one pickle side sandwich.
Right. Right. Ain't nobody
wants mush mouth of mush mouth of pickle. Yeah. Mush mouth of dill in my sandwich. What if I didn't get a sandwich that goes with dill?
Yeah.
What if I got like Korean beef sandwich?
Right.
Then you're going to slop some vinegary dill pickle on it? The hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I do agree.
Put the pickle on the side. I can eat it when I want. Don't put it next to my panini so it heats up the pickle and makes my sandwich soggy. Because now I have a warm pickle. Ugh.
Right.
And a wet, cooling pickle sandwich.
Now, all of that said, when you go to delicatessens,
yes,
especially a New York delicatessen,
which is a different world than.
It's an experience for sure. Yes. If you're not from New York and you go to New York deli, don't be
city
fooled.
Delis are even very different
than
like Long Island delis.
Well, you have to be
or
careful.
Queens even.
Queens City delis,
mm-hmm.
You got to just know what you want and leave.
Yep.
And that's it.
Be on top of your shit.
They're going to do it. They're going to do it the way you want it. Don't worry. But fucking know what you want. Otherwise.
Yeah. Order it fast.
Right.
Don't order one.
Don't waste my time.
Let them start making it and then go, and then I'm going to also need.
No. Have your order ready. Efficiency.
They will smack you in your face.
Yeah. Long Island delis, they call you boss.
They do?
Yeah. Chief.
Yeah.
What do you want there, chief?
New York, it's my friend.
Yeah.
We're going to get you my friend.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
A lot of that.
But yeah, chief and I've gotten Hoss before.
Hoss.
I've gotten Hoss before.
What? That's a Midwest word.
Well,
that's not a word.
Hoss fight, you know, like that's a thing. Professional wrestling. Hoss fight.
Yeah, but not in New York. I've never heard anyone in New York use the word Hoss.
I was called Hoss.
Is that insulting?
I I think I was heavier at the time, maybe.
Right, maybe you just maybe you were
maybe I was puffed up.
Maybe you were peacocking a little bit.
What's up, bro? Want a
sandwich?
Sometimes
you go in the deli and you gotta like you gotta ooze authority.
Right. Sandwich time.
Right. You were gonna order something that was like that had some changes to it. So you right. had to show yo.
Right. You wanna get the Godfather sandwich.
Yes.
And if you're a New Yorker, you know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Right. If you're not a New Yorker, you probably still know what that is,
mm-hmm.
right? Godfather is like an Italian-style cold cut sandwich, yep. right? You yep. got your prosciutto, you got your salami, you got some ham, you got some provolone.
Sometimes you even get the soppressata on it.
Soppressata
spots.
Oh yeah, the peppery spots.
The hot one. Yep.
Yeah. And then you got lettuce, tomato, oil and vinegar, oregano. Salt
oregano
pepper.
Is key. Yep. Yes.
That's your generally your Italian.
Yeah.
Or
on that pointy somewhere.
When you look up there and you go, give me the Godfather, which is the name in fucking everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. If it's not Italian sub, it's the Godfather.
Every Italian deli has a Godfather.
Right. Exactly. But if you go to change that at all, that's when they're ready to pull your kneecaps out.
You gotta be puffed up.
You gotta be puffed up. You'd be like, yo. Hold the soppressata.
Yeah, you can't be like, I think I'd like a Godfather.
Can I have the Godfather? But
no like, tomatoes.
No soppressata. No, because then they'll be like, come on, boss.
Nope.
But when you do go to a New York delicatessen and you do get your sandwich, and it usually comes with a quarter pound of some sort of salad, mac salad,
yeah,
potato salad.
They force you to take that salad too.
Oh yeah, you could say like, no.
Do you want a side salad? I don't want one. You don't want it? And I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
I think you get paid for it.
A cucumber salad. Thank you. I'll take that.
Well, yeah. See, back in the day, back before there was like all sorts of wacky salads and stuff, they would only do mac salad, potato salad, and regular potato salad.
Yeah.
Like normal. Or coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That's all you're allowed. Nowadays, the world is your oyster. Sometimes they have a pasta salad that's fantastic.
I've had a couple of those. Cucumber salads is usually my go-to.
Cucumber salads are always good.
Like banging, man. Yeah. Cucumbers, a little bit of red onion.
Red onion, mm-hmm. tomato, a little bit balsamic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the ultimate delis will give you a deli iced tea or lemonade.
I've never had that.
What?
I've never had that.
Then you've not been to a good deli.
I must not. I mean, like, I've gotten chopped cheese in Brooklyn at a deli, but I never got...
No. The Long Island delis, they give you a giant styrofoam cup,
mm-hmm.
and it's wrapped in cellophane.
I've seen those. Is that what's inside that?
And it's either iced tea, lemonade, or half and half.
Okay.
And that is the sign of a true great deli.
Okay. That's what's in those. I've seen those cellophane-wrapped cups before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a giant cup.
It's absolutely absurd.
It's definitely wrapped in cellophane because there's no way you can hold it otherwise. It'll right. just crush in your hand and the top will come off.
Exactly. That's so the much problem with a foam cup yeah. is that they're too pliable.
Yeah.
Right? And then your circle cap just...
Yep.
So what do? They cellophane it. They cellophane the crap out of it. Their cellophane budget must be through the goddamn roof because they use a roll on every single one. But you know what? You know where it gets? Nowhere.
It's true.
Never spills.
No.
Never spills. You just pop that straw right through and you're in business.
Yeah. They could toss that to you.
That is a sign of a true amazing deli.
I never knew that's what it was in there.
I got to tell you, too.
I wondered occasionally.
The iced tea is generally sweet. But it's still great.
Sweet tea, like...
It's not like a sweet tea.
Right, okay.
It's like the tea flavor is stronger, but it's a sugar.
It's a sugar. Okay.
It's not a sweet tea.
Yeah, I definitely have like a vision in my head of what sweet tea is, just from Midwest and South and stuff. And it's sweet.
Yes, yeah.
That is sweet.
But yeah, they usually have the dispenser and they'll fill it up with ice
mm-hmm.
and it'll, because of the cellophane and the styrofoam and all that stuff.
It's well insulated too.
It's well insulated.
It stays really
cold for hours.
Yeah.
It's the size of your head.
It is.
So
it is the size of your head. So
you'll it not. No, it's a two-hander. Not only will it stay cold for hours.
It's the way for a grown adult man to look like a 3-year-old child.
Yes,
they have to drink it with two hands and a straw, and they're like, "Ooh."
It'll stay cold for hours, and it'll last you for hours. It'll last you all fucking day, because the ice melts,
right?
And because the iced tea is so sweet,
it just makes the tea more drinkable.
Exactly. Exactly.
I get it. Okay.
New York Deli's 101, folks. For all you
I
folks that are not
I learned something
from New York.
Yeah.
Always get the iced tea, lemonade, or half and half. A giant cellophane wrapped foam cup.
Yeah. I'm not from New York, but I think I can say it now, though. Mm-hmm. I've lived here longer than I lived anywhere else.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like,
I've done the most time in New York.
Yeah.
Of my journeys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the one
like
thing
over a decade. So
yeah. I think for me, like, you could get a lot of food, a lot of great food in other places, but I mean aside from maybe like California was pretty awesome when it came to food.
Yeah.
But in terms of being solid consistently throughout with some of the staples and stuff like that, that's what makes it hard for me to think about outside New York.
Yeah, I have that same thought. Like, because New York to me is the food capital of the country, for sure.
Yeah.
If not the world, because there's just, because everything's there.
Everything is there. It's a melting pot, if you will.
I will say Long Island, not as much for me. Like, when I lived in the city, It was even more so. Like, I was like, food wise, I don't know if I can ever leave here, because everything's there. Yeah. Everything's there, and everything that's there is authentic, because someone that's making it for you grew up making it.
Right.
You know, like that type of thing. Long Island, like, you've got the anything that you're gonna get that is like Italian or Greek or like Asian. Deli stuff, Asian stuff, like all that stuff's going to be super top notch.
Yeah.
Also, and pizza is just great in New York.
Yeah.
Pretty much wherever you go.
Yeah.
But Staten Island and Brooklyn are tops.
Brooklyn is, Brooklyn pizza. Something pizza wise that New York City and stuff, one of the staples for me was Rose's Pizza in Penn Station.
In Penn Station, yeah.
They have just these humongous slices. They're I don't want to say the same shit over and over again, but they're literally the size of your head.
Yeah.
And they also sell beers in cups, big cups with straw. And it's in Penn Station. It closed down for a while because they were renovating Penn Station. They just reopened. And I haven't been to a show in the city in a long time since they've reopened.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait for a late night, super late train ride, Rose's Pizza.
What's up, fam?
Yeah.
Bacon listeners, ever wanted to help out the show? Ever wanted to know a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes here at
Bacon's? Perhaps keep these glasses a little bit fuller.
Mine's empty.
Yeah. Go over to patreon.com/baconismypodcast, where you can get additional content, including tastings.
Yeah, you can get cooking shows.
You can get early ad-free shows.
That's right.
And at even the lowest tier, come participate with us every week in our discussion and drinks episode, where we hang out with you, our BIM squad.
You're a part of the show. Join us, hang out, weigh in on everything that we're talking about, weigh in on everything, maybe be a part of the show.
Exactly.
It's happened.
Join the BIM squad.
Yeah.
Get your first week for free over at patreon.com/baconismapodcast.
What's up, bacon?
Hey, this is Ron. Do you like movies?
Hey, this is Ragnar. Y'all like alcohol?
Hey, guys, this is Stu. Do you like punishments?
Hey, this is Goot. Do you like cinephiles?
Hey, everybody, I'm Chase. Do you guys like alcohol poisoning?
If you like all of that, then check us out at Barrel Age Flicks. We're on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms out there.
It's funny.
I love it.
I didn't have Rose's Pizza until I moved to Long Island. So I lived in the city for a few years, and then I lived in Queens for a few years. So Rose's wasn't a part of my thing. I didn't even know it existed.
But it was in Penn Station.
So right. How often? When was I there? Right. Yeah, that's exactly. So for me, it was Joe's Pizza down on Christopher Street.
Okay.
Was absolutely like a late night go. Like I've gotten on a train and traveled in the wrong direction from home, like blocks and blocks and blocks to go get Joe's Pizza and then take the train back uptown to go to Queens. You know, because that was one of those spots for me where it was just like I couldn't wait. We'd get out of a show or we'd get out of something and it would be like, Joe's.
Right.
And it was down by a place called Down the Hatch, which was my wing place in the city. And I don't know if it's still there, but Down the Hatch had like the best wings, dude. Like so good.
Oh, I've heard of that place before.
Yeah. It was crazy how good.
Little Italy Pizza on Fulton Street.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I've had that.
I had that when I was in, where was I? I was in the city, obviously. Mm-hmm. We went to South Street Seaport to go see a show.
Okay.
Pier 17, and it was super late. It was the only thing they had. You could get four slices, or you can get a whole pie, and it costs less for a whole pie.
Yep.
But the whole pie was huge.
Oh, yeah. We're talking, yeah, same with Joe's. Joe's the same thing.
It was
thing.
Humongous.
We'd get a pie.
So thin.
Yeah.
So crispy. So Oh,
I want it so, so bad right now.
Yeah.
Another time, like, oh man. Yeah. Yeah. Those are some, like, I've seen there's a few pizza spots in Brooklyn and in the city now that are like getting all the raves and all trendy and stuff like that. So I'd love to go try some of them.
Well, if you look at some of the online ratings and stuff like that, across the board for quite a few of them, Long Island's got high ranked pizza.
We got some good spots around.
I do believe two or three of them are in the top five.
Umberto's is great.
Umberto's is that's our go-to.
Yeah,
that's our go-to, man.
You live close to it now. I used to live underneath it.
Yeah,
that's definitely a good spot. I remember Cherrywood had a pizza place too that was pretty decent. And I remember Johnny Beehive, my buddy Johnny Beehive,
Umberto's is in Cherrywood.
No, I mean like further down. There was like the Cherrywood Plaza, and I think there's a Cherrywood restaurant that's right.
That's where Umberto's was, or is.
Umberto's is in by Cherrywood Irvin Plaza. Brothers.
Mm-mm. Umberto's is in Cherrywood Plaza.
I think maybe they call it Cherrywood Plaza, but we're thinking of two different places because I lived underneath it.
Hmm.
When you're on Wantagh Avenue and there's a Dunkin' Donuts there.
Yeah.
And you go in an Irving Brothers Market is there. And,
Ivorone's.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's Alberto's.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So Cherrywood, it was closer to Mulcahy's. It was over on the left side. There's a Cherrywood restaurant over there.
Oh,
and there was
okay.
a pizzeria over there too.
It's since then. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got you.
And that place was pretty decent too. I remember like Johnny used to know everybody there. So we'd go there after shows and stuff. And
That's great. New York pizza, guys. I mean, we always talk about pizza on this show, but really it's
because it's so good. Pizza and tacos, man.
Yeah.
Those are the
make
best
of the world go around.
But those were my places. Yeah. Like, and what's funny is you'll always have your spots. No matter how many spots there are, you'll always have them. New York's just great because it was like I had Joe's. I had my burger place was Big Nick's up on the Upper West Side, 74th and West End. Open 23 hours a day. They close 1 hour to clean. You go in there and you get the sumo burger, which is a full pound.
Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah, we only did that when it was like a contest. But like most of the time you'd get the Big Nick, which is a half pound. Still.
But still, a half pound is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah. The other place for burgers is a place called Cafeteria. which is down by the Fashion Institute. We used to go there after after Mr. Nobody shows.
Oh, okay.
We played at the BMW bar, which was literally beer, music, wine, and it was a little hallway. It was about the size. It was very small. Like, no one's gonna know when I say the size of, but nostalgia. Well, probably about that size. But you walk in and it's like the bars to your right. All they serve is beer and wine. There's no other drinks there. And then the left is like there's stools and little seats. And then you get back a little further and there's a couple little tables. And right at the door was a little stage. And they would just have duos and acts play on that stage.
That's awesome.
And my buddy Brian and I played there for, we had a Wednesday and what was it? Wednesday and Saturday maybe? That we played there for like probably a year and a half that we had a residency there.
That's awesome.
And just every week we played there and we made all kinds of friends and we would go to cafeteria burger.
Nice.
Pretty great. I love when you have your spots, your local spots. Yeah. Those are the best, you know? Yeah.
Like one last food thing I want to talk about real quick is what I went to last week while I was in Miami. And I really love this. And there's a place similar to this in New York City, actually right outside South Street Seaport or Pier 17 now. I believe it's called the Tin Barn now.
Okay.
And it's right outside of it. And it's basically a whole bunch of eateries in one place. Like, you want a certain cuisine, they're going to have it, mm-hmm. right? It is a little bit more compartmentalized, where you go into, like, they do have your standard, like, fast vendors and mm-hmm. stuff. And then you can take it to a seating area. But there were also, like, restaurants that you could go into and you sit down there and everything. But this place that I went to, it was called, it's basically a high-end food court.
Okay.
If you will.
Yeah.
And hold on. But it had just about everything. Julia and Henry's.
Mm-hmm.
Julia and Henry's in Miami, Florida. And they have three floors of every type of cuisine that you can ever think of. And it has, you know, and they've got dessert places and pastry places and coffee places. But it had a ramen place. It had a Mediterranean place. It had a Bengali place. It had an Italian place. It had a fried chicken place. A pizza place. It had literally every type of cuisine. And the group that we went with, they're known for being picky. And the person who picked the place, who's a local, was like, well, you can't be picky here.
Right.
And it was really cool because what you could do is you could either go up to there and they'll you just order and you take it.
Yeah.
Or if somebody's fitting the bill, you all order it on one shot.
Oh, nice.
And then they will text you and tell you when you can come pick up your thing and bring it back to your table. And everything was a communal table. So each restaurant, you didn't get to sit down in the restaurant.
Right.
It was just a vendor. A vendor table. And then you can go.
That's
to
awesome.
It. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was really, really cool.
We ate at a place like that in Indianapolis too.
I really love that style because you could just literally get anything you want.
Yeah. That's awesome. There's a place in the city that does it. Annie and I went there recently. We were in the city for something. What were we in the city to see? I'm trying to remember what we actually.
The Jaws play?
Yes, it was the Jaws play. Before that play, there was a place that we went to. I'll have to find the name of it for you or ask her what the name of it was. But it was the same idea. You walk in and it's just all these little different – it's basically like a – it's effectively a bunch of food trucks.
Right.
Right? It's that idea. It's all the different cuisines kind of around each other.
Yeah.
And everybody goes and gets what they want and then come sit together and eat.
Yeah.
Very cool. What I want is for you guys, like, we travel a lot.
Yeah.
So if you guys have favorite spots, because we're sitting here, I mean, I guess that's what this episode's about.
Yeah.
Right. So if you guys have favorite spots in your town, favorite spots in your area, places that people need to go to, share it in the comments. And that way, anybody that's looking through the comments can find some spots to go if they're going to be in an area. And we can find some spots to go if we're going to be in an area.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you're at.
Yeah, let us know where your, whatever your town is. Where's your pizza spot? Where's your taco spot?
Where's your burger spot?
Where's the spot that people have to go if they're going to be in your town? You know what I mean?
Yeah, let us know.
I want to know that stuff.
We're going to be in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. We're going to be, and I've been there a bunch of times. So
I have never. I'm very excited.
And we're going to be in Nashville.
Yep.
You know, we've been there a bunch of times, and you're going to be there twice.
I'm
going to
be there twice this year.
But yeah, tell us where, and tell us if you're not from any of those places, tell us where too, because we're always looking for an excuse to find a cool place.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, share with each other and share with us where do we eat in your town?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you into?
I like this episode. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I like doing this, man. It's a lot of fun. We should keep doing this.
We haven't done it in a while.
Right.
It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. In person and together. So guys,
yeah, this is my bacon.
This is right. Me too.
Right.
Right.
What's yours?
Yeah. Always remember to ask yourself, what's your bacon?
World peace.